James.
Friends at,
Chris Brick James.
That's a super freak.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's on next week's agenda.
In this case, there was a draft forwarded on July 23rd. And I would say, I would call it an expanded draft dated July 31st from Mr. Baker on behalf of the commission and council and staff. I think it's more, I think it's the same document, just completed.
Reformatted.
Yes, reformatted and more in complete form, and that's basically what the Committee on Delaware Super Green Development Criteria has created, which is still in discussion.
And this is not a proposed ordinance for us to adopt.
Right, I wonder, that's what I was getting ready to say.
This is not a proposed ordinance. It is a program that will be discussed in more fully with the Secretary's presentation of the council, but it's a state program.
The trouble is, it's been, it's being referred to as super green ordinance proposal. Now, is it or isn't it?
That is a typo in my considered opinion.
In your considered opinion, okay.
Being on the committee.
Well.
And again, it makes reference in David's note that the Secretary Hughes is going to be present at council on August 19th to present the general description of the proposal.
Well, is it the intent Mr. Hughes' department that this ultimately become an ordinance? Is that what they're looking for?
Well, I'm sure they're hoping that the counties will take.
They can run with it.
Include it.
Program and do what's necessary to get it to.
Yeah.
But the idea is that there'd be some kind of an application submitted to a review organization that would include state and county officials that would rank the proposal according to these criteria, determine whether or not it's eligible. If it is eligible, how many points do you get? And if it meets the criteria, then it would reap whatever benefits are agreed to as part of the program. And not to take any wind out of the Secretary's presentation, but it would deal with what benefits would accrue to the state as part of the state review process.
And it's not unusual. There's some other agencies that use point systems. Department of Agriculture uses one when they evaluate sites for ag preservation districts. They have a criteria they set aside. And I'm trying to remember what it is.
It's certainly a worthy goal.
It's four letters, and I can't remember what it's called.
I don't know that we would necessarily need to adopt it as an ordinance, but we could just incorporate it by reference, you know, and offer some incentive to folks who are willing to comply with this.
Participate in the program, help with the rating, and evaluate the criteria.
It's comprehensive, I will say that.
I like the way it's set up. My concern is exactly sort of where you were going, I think. What exactly are we going to have to do as a part of this?
It's patterned after the U.S. Green Building Council.
That's exactly right.
I mean, that's where it came from. All, you know, the LEED program is essentially the same format.
It's site-oriented as opposed to building-oriented.
Right. In reading it, I agree with you. I like the way it's set up and the way that they are at least telling us what the benefits, at least in their opinion, what the benefits are of each one of these things they're asking for or suggesting.
Wouldn't this be part of a superior design?
Well, I think it could. You know, this is what was in the back of my mind, was that this could like be the top shelf. This would be the where you got the most bang for your buck. If you do it this way, then you'll get
most superior.
Yeah, you'll be the most superior. There's superior and pretty and
super superior.
There's superior, real superior, and completely superior, thoroughly superior. But it really would, I guess my question is, what is it that we're being asked to do? I mean, I've read the document. I mean, we're not being asked to comment on the specific line items, are we, or are we? A lot of line items here.
Are we being asked if this is worthy of our consideration as we go through the site plan process? Because it's coming to us as a recommendation, right?
I think we've asked a question that is, may not be answerable.
At this point, as my understanding of the program at this point is, it's still under development.
Well, and I see that it is. I think that it's
just about complete. They're not.
Yeah,
they're close.
But it's not finished. But
I think that certainly the way it's set up, I think it needs to be voluntary. It needs to remain a voluntary program. You can't require people to do this, at least not yet. But I certainly think that we should be involved and behind this kind of effort, and the incentive, I assume, is going to be up to us or our county to develop, and that is something we would want to be involved in. But I mean, as far as an initiative, I mean, it looks good. I think. I mean, why wouldn't you do it?
I think it's intended to be a partnership initiative between the state and the county.
Yeah. And I think it can work as such, too.
And David's memo on the July 23rd, it makes reference to the goal is to provide a grading system for developments to attain expedited review by the state and the county on the supervision.
Okay, well, I mean, that's, well,
and again,
okay with that.
We're in process.
Yeah, I'm okay.
The only thing that bothered me a little bit on the July 31st, please contact Mr. Lawrence Link if you have any questions.
I think that's the prerogative of leadership there, Mr. Link, to delegate.
Or where that came from.
I know exactly where it came from.
They mailed on 31st, they went on vacation.
Yeah.
So like, oh, boy.
That's right.
But I know that the Super Green Committee works or meets again tomorrow.
Is the county represented on that committee?
Well, Rick's attended all the meetings.
Okay, yes. Good.
I participated in one. I think Hal participated in one for a short
Dave's
time.
Dave's participated.
And Dave's been there, too.
Good. That's good.
There's been a number of meetings.
I think it's a good thing. Mm-hmm. And we need to continue to pursue it. I don't know what else. I understand that Denrick had offered to visit with us today. And I thought it was a little bit early, but simply because they haven't seen talk to council yet, but it could be that we might want them to come back at a future time. So I didn't want them to feel we don't want them.
A couple of you could attend council on Tuesday if you desire to, but you have to watch.
What day is that? The 19th.
That would be next Tuesday week.
Tuesday week, yeah. I won't be able to go. I'll be.
And this is being spearheaded, I guess, by Denrick, but it's
right.
Intended to be all the state agencies mm-hmm. participating.
I mean, the committee itself, Rick, if you can try to just summarize that, it's not just county and state. There's some individual.
There's individual. They've hired a consultant to help with it. There's private sector involvement. There's other state agencies. DLDOT is heavily represented.
And you can tell by your CC that Dave's made sure that the assessment, engineering, and building code were all included, mm-hmm. and at least the information.
Earlier today, I had the opportunity to spend about an hour with a Valerie Miller, a planner with the Delaware State Housing Authority, who was here in Chambers when we first started, had to leave. She expressed a desire if something came up on this, because they have some initiatives that I think work this way on some of the things that we talked about today, like shade trees on the sidewalks and the importance of having sidewalks in the community. So that may be someone also, if we ask for someone willing to come and talk to us about
there it. There were also two representatives from the Community Development Office mm-hmm. for the county in the back.
Andy Bennett and Mr. McCates, yes.
Okay. There is some interest in other sections of the county government.
Good, good. Well, that's a...
Well, basically, each of these are this individual set of line items, and each one of those line items, for example, site location, they give you the criteria to create point systems. And it's something we could use even if it's not an ordinance. And as far as we review the project, we could look at that and feel if it's... And then as we go to public hearing, there's a question we could ask based on that sheet for that site location, for example, that we might get some incentive of how we might could correct or agree that they're correct in their superior design.
What about trying to utilize something like this to help with the 99C evaluation, for example? We talked about that earlier.
Well, it could, because, for again, site conservation to be something that's included in 99C. And that's got three or four pages. Oh, sure. It could. Score sheet, basically, is what it is. Site design gets into the superior section, I think, probably more than anything. Streets and parking, we do that every time. Stormwater management would be benefit to the district, not just us.
Right.
Maybe more so there, because we depend on them to do the approval and review. Site construction, landscaping, it's all there pretty much.
A lot of the criteria that are in 99C are included there.
Yeah, most of them.
Yeah. And it might be beneficial. If you're interested.
Okay.
And not too long ago, Vince prepared a little mini criteria that we look at for major subdivisions, small subdivisions. Mm-hmm. I forget what he called them. Yeah. Some criteria he gave us that we reviewed them where he could give consideration for these items. Similar to this, except this is a lot more detail. A whole lot.
they were more of a template for
motions. Oh, that's right, exactly. Yeah, they were for motion, but I mean, it's just something similar could be done. This would take some substantial review time to, if you scored every one of those plans based on these questionnaires, what I'll call questionnaires and point systems.
I think you're going to find with this, as folks have found with the lead process, that your project has to be of a certain size, a certain critical mass, before it's going to be worth it to spend the amount of time that this takes.
It's expensive.
Yeah. I mean, and but as long as it's voluntary, then so much the better. And I do think we need to put enough incentive in it to encourage people to do it. I mean, you know, we want some volunteers.
Well, it'd be nice if it wasn't so critical to be at a critical mass to do it.
Well, you know, that's what's happening with LEED is what you're finding is that there are folks who want to build green but don't want to go through the certification process because of time and expense.
You can't do it for 11 houses.
Right. They're following the process, but they're just not getting they're not going through and getting the stamp.
But just sort of the fee involved just in itself, that's substantial.
And then the cost of, all the cost of commissioning and proving out, you know, is the problem.
So, but if you were granted some expedited deal through all the agencies, you may see your way through with a smaller development because you'd be able to get it up and running.
I actually think you'll see it work better with this than it does with buildings because there's a more direct, faster payback for doing it. You know, you're right. Maybe it'll cost them $50,000 in fees in order to get all this stuff done, but if they can get through the process, you know, 10 months faster or whatever, well, you know, time's money. Money is time.
Well, I think I said this before, that the Department of Agriculture has used for, since they started the agriculture preservation program, and they had a situation where they have scores, points, and it's I think it's called a site evaluation land assessment or a site assessment land evaluation, one of the other, those letters anyway. And they would create a point system and establish what they were looking for to say, yes, you're at the top of the list, for example, to be considered for a district or for perpetual easements into ag preservation. And they still score. And sometimes when I read, when we do a ag preservation district for public hearing, I would read that score. I wouldn't give you all the detail, but I'd read the score that they created. It's based on 300 points.
Right.
In that example. So this, that type of method works in certain situations, mm-hmm. probably most situations.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, gentlemen? Okay, Mr. Link, are you, is it clear as mud?
It's clear as muddy. I'll figure it out.
We'll get it.
Second, the open space was pretty much, there had some consensus.
Yeah, we're good there.
Fine. The superior design was an easy answer because we're basically going to ask for them to put in more of what we already have in the comp plan.
Right.
And this was just informational.
Yes, I think we're okay. Everybody good? All right, then.